about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, you know, I got to admit, you guys were right. I mean, you were right. You ain't lying. You know, I keep telling you all, there's really not a big difference between generics and brand names. And I'm like, you know, quit being a weenie, you know, right? It doesn't matter, all right? Very little difference. I'm sure you're fine. If you really think there's a difference and you're that sensitive, then as for the brand name, well, you know, I've been dealing with this stupid cold now for I don't know how many weeks. And, you know, thank you for all the sympathy emails. It's been very sweet. And so I get a prescription for Levaquin. Now, Levaquin, thank God, has gone generic. So hubby picks up the prescription for me, and I guess it's $15 with our copay. And I open it up, and, you know, the pills are pink. You know, I'm like, really pink? I'm like, okay, so this must be the generic. But I didn't care because we saved money. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Okay, here I am 3 or 4 days later, and I'm still sick. Oh, well, Dr. Dahlia, it's because you don't need antibiotics. It's a virus, and it's all your acid base. No, trust me. It's bacterial. I'm better. But this is a lot weaker than what the brand name used to be. And I'm not imagining it, which means a lot of you guys are right on. I mean, I'm almost kicking myself for telling patients, what? Really? You feel a difference? What? I do. I guess I've just never, you know, noticed it before. I mean, I've taken the generic and it's not doing as well as I want it to. It's not working quick enough. I mean, true, I'm older, you know, and maybe downing it with the ho-ho is not the most healthy thing to do. But yes, there is a difference. And no, I really like my pills pink. You don't have to make them pink. You know, white is fine. And it's interesting. It's interesting. So yes, I'm still sick. I'm sorry you guys have to listen to this. Very frustrated. But again, I wanted to save money, which means I'm probably going to go back and ask for the real thing. And then, maybe I'll finally get better. And it shouldn't be like that. I've been on, you know, we've been taking generic medicines for years, but in this one particular case with this nasty cold, it's a bad one. I mean, I don't know if you guys have it in your particular areas, but, you know, it was a very, very quiet winter. It got cold pretty quickly. Nothing happened around Thanksgiving. All of a sudden, everybody got this nasty cold. Everyone thinks they have pneumonia. Oh. Not good. Not good at all. I mean, yeah, maybe good for the medical community, but, you know, these are the holidays. I wanted to take some time off, and we're actually kind of busy with everybody being sick. And then, you know, I'm starting to feel better, and then somebody comes in going, oh, Dr. Dahlia, my head hurts. Oh, and I can't breathe. Oh, and I got a sore throat. And I'm like, no, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that, because then I'll start feeling sick again. I don't want to hear your complaints. Well, what do you want me to tell you then? I don't know. Write it down. All right, well, speaking of pneumonia, we're going to be talking about today how it looks like certain bacteria in your teeth could actually cause pneumonia. So, again, we're going to be making the point to brush your teeth. I tell you, same story, different day. But, yeah, mouth bacteria caused pneumonia. And then looks like Nancy Pelosi's daughter says that Nancy, her mama, wants to leave Congress. Yeehaw! I know. Good news. I knew I'd have some good news for you all. Okay, so we'll celebrate that one in a little bit. Also, there looks like this whole biometric thing has been new. Remember we talked about this dessert machine a few days ago where I guess it's Kraft or Jell-O, one of them, or maybe it's the same company, I don't know, is trying to push this new dessert, Temptations, but they only want to dispense it to adults and not children. So what they do is they use facial biometrics to see who the customer is. They do a scan and go, okay, you're an adult. Here's the dessert. Well, now they can use biometrics on your butt. And there's supposed to be security systems now that can detect who you are by your butt and how you sit on a seat. So that's going to be cool. We're going to be talking about our butts. I love talking about our butts. Also, looks like another kid got sick, possibly from infant formula. We still don't know what's going on with that. And looks like kids in California won't be able to buy themselves some cough syrup. So we'll talk about why. So as you can see, a lot to talk about. So please call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails, of course, at drdahlia.com. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. We are coming up on the new year. I know we are ending 2011. Yee-haw! I love it. And yes, I am doing a show New Year's Eve, not during the whole New Year's Eve, but that day. So I don't think I've taken off. So I think we're good. So good, because I love playing my noisemakers. I love doing noisemakers. Yeah. It's good. It's all good. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, quiet. Okay. No problem. All right. We'll get the kinks worked out. I think everybody still thinks I'm on vacation. No, I'm here. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Donovan, how we doing? Oh, maybe not. No big deal. Okay, let's see what we got here. Okay. No, I don't want to talk about the butts yet. No. What a study came out that I think is really cool is they did a study to see how slow 70-year-olds are. And it turns out that 70-year-olds are just as quick-witted and quick-thinking as those of us when we're 25. Now, I never assumed somebody older who was 70 was slow on the up. I never thought that. But apparently many people do. So they did a study, and they showed that many people over 70 do have cognitive skills. They still can respond even faster than some young people in decision-making tasks. So if any of you are in your 70s and your grandchild, right, they're starting to give you some crap about your age, saying that you're slow, you don't know what the heck you're talking about, just smack them upside the head, really, because it's not true. And we are becoming more smart-witted, we're aging. My gosh, my 80-year-old patients, they're quick. You know, we make jokes all the time. So, honestly, I think we really need to rethink our whole stereotype of older people. And for any of you younger listening, okay, we're not old. Right. 70-year-old is not old. A 40-year-old is not old. All right. I know my kids called me old woman. I'm not an old woman. Show some respect. And why don't you learn something from older folks? OK, we're also going to be talking about after the break, more research finding red meat linked to kidney cancer. All right. Higher risk of kidney cancer for those of us who like red meat. I don't like red meat. I love red meat. I love it so much. I can eat it for breakfast. We'll talk about that. So please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star Juice Extractors and Energy Star Hydraulic Juice Presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com, your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Tarzan flicks. I love them. You guys must have heard, we just found out, actually, I think it was yesterday, the day before, that the chimpanzee cheetah, the, you know, like the sidekick of the Tarzan movies, died. And, I mean, I didn't even realize the monkey would still be alive all this time, but they said he died at age 80. Now, from what I understand, he was in these movies in the 1930s. So he must have been older than that, if you think about it, because if they used him when he was 1 year old or 2 years old, no, you know what? You know what? If he was, because this was like 32, 34. So anyway, Cheetah, known as Cheetah Mike, was Tarzan's comic sidekick, right? And he lasted, I guess, through renal failure. It's renal issues. He was in his little, I guess he has a sanctuary. He was put into a sanctuary after he did his filming in Palm Harbor, Florida. And while he was in the sanctuary, Cheetah would watch sports on television, listen to non-denominational Christian music, and occasionally threw poop when he was feeling disgruntled. That sounds like a lot of us do on a regular basis. Wow, so the monkey outlived the stars. Mia Farrow's mom is Maureen O'Sullivan. So interesting stuff. All right, but wow, I didn't realize. I think most chimpanzees, they live till they're 60. So it's fascinating that he could live till he's 80. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We have some messages. I know when I was out, we have some messages, so let's play a couple of them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi. My name is Jeff in Glen Lake, Michigan. I have a blood marker called the M antigen, and I'm wondering if there's any health risks associated with that.
Okay, great question. Yeah, a lot of people also, they call it like the M protein. We have a relative that has it. For the most part, you're fine. You're fine. Basically, these, your blood cells can, you know, you have your lymphocytes, you have your B cells and your T cells. Well, your B cells make plasma cells, and plasma cells develop these antibodies. So when you get a cold or infection, you know, you make these antibodies. Well, sometimes the same protein that makes the antibodies can be produced in large amounts, and we call it the M protein. And you hear people go, Dahlia, I have the M protein. I have the M protein, you know, and it's like, oh my God, you have the M protein. You're okay. You're okay. Whether it's M antigen, M protein, et cetera, for the most part, we watch you. You know, I mean, we don't want any of your blood cells to myeloproliferate. We call these myeloproliferative disorders when your blood decides to grow, overgrow, make an over protein, make an over antigen. And we watch it because we want to make sure you don't have leukemia or myeloma, et cetera. But overall, those cancers make higher proteins than people that have M proteins, M antigens, et cetera. So what we do is, you know, we watch you, and as long as your levels don't go too high, and they kind of stay the same, we watch you. And usually a blood doctor will take a peek. So for the most part, you're fine. There was a study saying there's like a 1% chance of blood clots, but there's a 99% chance you're fine. And we were talking about blood clots earlier in the week, where the majority of us are at risk if we're obese and smoke and on long flights and have a hypercoagulative disorder. So I think more of us get blood clots than people with the M protein or M antigen. So I think overall you're fine. But make sure still you're being watched. And that's what they do. They do like a protein electrophoresis where it kind of looks at your blood and your immunoglobulins and what proteins you give off more of. And it's an easy blood test to do. Okay? But good question. Good job. All right. Let's see what we got here. So what's going on with this infant formula? Remember? Last week, we were talking about how Walmart and many of these stores have had to take this formula off the shelf. I think it was Enfamil Newborn because a child had died, and preliminary tests of the child died because of the formula. Then they said, no. The coroner said, no, it wasn't from the formula. We don't know what it was. Then a second child got sick that they thought was from the formula, but the child recovered. So now they're saying an infant in Oklahoma is the third reported case of illness tied to a rare bacterium they say that was linked to tainted baby formula. They call it Chronobacter Sakazaki. Yeah, Chronobacter Sakazaki. No, I'm reading this in English. Yeah, I'm not reading Japanese. All right. They think this is the bacteria that might have killed the 10-day-old infant in Missouri. The other child was from Illinois, and that was the one that recovered. So now they're looking. They say cases of, I gotta say it again, I'm sorry, I love it, Chronobacter Sakazaki, have been linked in the past to contaminated formula, and Enfamil was initially suspected as a route of infection in the Missouri death. Child in Oklahoma had not consumed the Enfamil. Well, then, why are they saying third baby sickened from the formula? What did the third child consume? Anyway, they say they're awaiting tests, but maybe then it has nothing to do with the formula, because of the first one they didn't think had the Sakazaki. This kid has a Sakazaki. Now, so far, the kid has not died. We believe he's stable. But, oh, that's scary for you moms. Now, I know a lot of breastfeeding people out there going, that's why you breastfeed. And, I mean, you can't go wrong breastfeeding. You can't. I mean, it's miserable. I breastfed. Absolutely miserable. But, again, I mean, I had to supplement with formula, you know. And, yes, I'm a D cup, but I wasn't making enough. And, so I had to supplement with formula, and I would have never even thought to think that the formula could be tainted with something. You know, and you would think me being a doctor mom, I would be obsessive compulsive, and I would be, you know, sifting through it and doing cultures. I didn't. I just opened it up. I added the water, and I went from there. So, okay, let's talk about this butt study. This is kind of cool. All right, so Japanese scientists, who probably figured out the Sakazaki bacteria, said biometric security systems can now identify another unique feature, our tushies and the way we sit down. They say scientists have designed a chair which measures 360 pressure points to build a 3D profile of how a person sits, and it can identify who is sitting in it with 98% accuracy. What happens if you have a hemorrhoid flare-up? If you have a hemorrhoid flare-up, doesn't that change your whole buttock? I don't know. See, I have in my car a hemorrhoid pillow, so I don't need any of these seats to form fit to my tushy. Thank you. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, so, but you see, what's interesting is if you have these chairs, let's say in your office, you know how you watch these movies and somebody decides to do some white collar crime and they sit in the boss's chair? That's probably where this is useful. Other than that, I really don't know. There's supposed to be a new James Bond movie. Maybe they'll use this. They go, hopefully we won't need car keys anymore. Because what they could do is they could put it in cars, and as soon as your tushy sits, they go, oh, that's Dr. Dahlia's butt. Lord have mercy. You'll probably hear them screech, please get off. Too much load. Heavy load. Anyway, so you sit in your car. They know it's your butt. They know it's you. Now, don't cars already sense you? You know what cars do now? Some of the fancier cars, if you sit in it, it will recall where you like the positioning, you know, for your legs, et cetera, so it'll go up or go back. We had a car once. We don't have it anymore. And I remember I'd sit in it, and it would think it was my husband because I used my husband's keys. And then it would go all the way back. I'm like, no. And then I'd have to sit there and go, you know, try to bring it back up. So, you know, they do that. So it was only a matter of time that would sense your butt. But they said also what you could do is you could hopefully do away with computer passwords. If you sit on the chair and the chair recognizes your butt, then, you know, hopefully you don't have a pimple on your butt. Wow. All right. Interesting. I got to tell you, science is fascinating. All right. Okay, we got more messages when I was out of town. Let's go back to the phone lines then. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What did I miss when I was out of town? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. Greetings from Fargo, North Dakota area. In diabetes, you mentioned about getting the starch out of macaroni, that'd be the pastry dishes, and rice. What is the correct procedure? I'm sure the listeners would like to know also. Enjoy your program immensely.
You are so sweet. This caller from Fargo, I love Fargo. Fargo was, I think, my third affiliate when I started in radio a few years ago. So I love Fargo. And this one caller, I wish I knew his name. He always calls, and he has everything already organized and read on paper. Oh, I love you. You're an absolute swear. You know you don't have to. You could wing it. You know you don't have to, but your grammar is amazing. Okay, you bring up a good question. I wish I had time for this. Okay, what you're talking about is when I had brought up pre-soaking rice. A lot of the Filipino patients I have that have diabetes, they'll pre-soak the rice, get rid of the rice milk, and that's supposed to prevent your glycemic load with diabetes. Now, if you do that, from what I understand, 15 minutes is fine. You can pre-soak it 15 minutes. But there's something else that, and this may be what you're referring to. Too bad I can't talk to you live. I'd love to talk to you live. I am live in Fargo, by the way, I believe 8 p.m. Central. Okay, a process called germination. And I think what happens is when you soak your brown rice for 24 hours, it's supposed to, I guess, increase this growth factor, all right? So you soak it for 24 hours. It resurrects this ASG type of enzyme. And what that does is diabetics apparently have less ATPase and HTAs and some of these other enzymes. But what the germination does causes the ASG to rise, and it helps, I guess, increase these enzymes that diabetics need to actually increase their neuropathy protection. So I guess it would be a 24-hour soak. Again, I'm not, you know, Gordon Ramsay, but I hope that helps a little bit. We'll talk more about it after the break. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired? Out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
1-800-497-8345.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's, hey man, tired of coughing. After having two kids, I gotta cross my legs when I cough, so don't pee on myself. Alright, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm tired of coughing, I'm so tired. You know, any of you with pelvic floor weakness, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, I could live with the cough, I could live with the sore throat, I could live with my voice, right? You know, sounding more masculine, I could live with all that. But I hate the idea that I could possibly pee. Really, honestly, you know, and, you know, they're like, okay, well, cough lightly. You can't cough lightly. I mean, when you got to cough, you got to cough. Doesn't really help. Doesn't help at all. All right. We're going to get through this. I got to tell you. Okay. Really quickly with the rice. For those of you confused with white rice and brown rice and this whole germination thing, my problem with the whole brown rice and soaking it for 24 hours to, increase the ATPase that diabetics need to help prevent neurological damage, because many diabetics, they get diabetic neuropathy, etc. The problem is I have no idea what I'm going to eat 24 hours later, let alone, you know, what I'm doing. So, you know, I mean, if you are able to plan your meals like that, then I guess you soak your rice for 24 hours. But for the rest of us that don't even like brown rice, and I'm sorry, I mean, I like you know, wild rice, but I really like rice pilaf. I like Spanish rice. We need to soak that at least for about 15 minutes. All right. Sorry, I'm having a little reflux too. Okay, this is kind of a very, very weird, sad case. Did you guys hear about what happened with the Arizona Humane Society where they put a cat down because the owner couldn't pay? All right, this is kind of interesting. It's sad very sad, but you wonder what the heck happened. So the Arizona Humane Society now is apologizing, and they're turning over their whole new policy when one of their, I guess, owners, okay, of a cat, I don't want to say owner of the agency, he was a recovering heroin addict, and he credited his cat, his nine-month-old cat Scruffy, for keeping him clean. And he took the cat to the Arizona Humane Society after the little cat suffered a laceration in a barbed wire fence. Now, he didn't have money, so he had his mother call the office to give a credit card over the phone, right, or wire cash, but clinic officials refused that, right? So, unfortunately, the patient, or the owner had to surrender custody of the little cat, Scruffy, and Scruffy then was held by Arizona Humane Society. So you think that would be it? You think they'd just kind of keep the cat until the guy paid or give it to a new home? Well, what happened was a couple days ago, Dockery, the owner of the cat, previous owner, learned that Scruffy was put down just hours after he left the clinic because there was a lack of available doctors. So because he didn't pay and they had a policy where they couldn't take a credit card over the phone by his mother, they put the cat down. All right. Now, I know a lot of you hate cats. Okay. But still, there's no excuse. Okay. I love cats. I love dogs. Absolutely no excuse for this. And so, and usually a lot of these humane societies, they have donations such that the donations could be used for the healthcare. I think the cat's medical bills were like $400. But, to put the cat down, so now people are freaking out going, oh, my gosh, do we not send our cat to the Humane Society? What do we do? Well, it sounds like they're revamping their policy, but, he said this was his best friend. It kept him from being an addict. We don't know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. He's going to become an addict again, and then he's going to sue the city. That's what's going to happen. So then our taxpayer dollars are going to pay for his heroin addict. But and then what the hell is this cat doing in a barbed wire fence? Was he running away from him? I don't know. My kitty cats, I don't let them outside. I don't let them outside because they stink already. And, I mean, they clean themselves. We've talked about that. I think there's pictures of Facebook. But I really don't want them going outside. I don't, because we got spiders outside. And, then they like to eat the spiders. And they get bit by the spider. And I just don't want it. I definitely don't want medical bills. It's expensive to take your animal to the vet. When my kid had renal failure, I mean, $2,000 like that. And we didn't have insurance because many insurances don't pay for what you need. For example, we have a dog. We have a lab, a yellow lab. And a big thing that yellow labs get is hip dysplasia. Well, most insurance policies don't cover hip dysplasia. So if we want to do the surgery, we aren't going to be able to use insurance anyway. So we just don't have them walk too much. I'm like, oh, please don't get hip dysplasia. Oh, it's miserable because they, they're in pain and all that. But it's expensive. You thought your kid was expensive. Man. And it's a shame because many people, they just can't even afford their pets to feed them, to change their litter box. I got to tell you, what my cats go through in litter, litter boxes and the powder, the poopoo powder, I mean, it's expensive. Honestly, my Walmart bill is because of them. Huge Walmart bill. So I could understand. I mean, imagine someone less fortunate. Very difficult. So they drop them off at the vet, and then the vet has to take care of them or, give them some place, and hopefully they aren't put to sleep. But speaking of taking care of kids and how expensive they are, looks like there's going to be a new law in California starting January 1, where kids will not be able to go into a drugstore and ask for cough syrup to suppress their cough. And the reason why is these kids aren't using cough syrup to suppress their cough. They're using it to get high. So what they're going to do is they're going to now fine any store, I think, at least $250. I'm trying to find out what the exact fine is. Last I heard it was $250. But stores will be fined if they're caught selling cough syrup to kids. So now you're going to be carded for cough syrup. You know how ridiculous this is? It's the sour apples. It's like the bad seed ruins it for everybody else. Right? Some kids were stupid, then they taught other kids, and they put a YouTube video up on how to get high, and now it ruins it for the rest of us. I mean, I look young. I don't want to get carded. I love when I get carded. That's probably the way a lot of people hit on you that way, right? Right? They're like, oh, can I card you, ma'am? And you're like, really? And then you're all giddy and googly-eyed, and then you're like, oh, my God, really, really, really? And my husband's like, you're kidding me. She's 40 years old. And he's like, I just need to card her, sir. And I'm like, yeah, let him card me. Do you need to frisk me as well? All right, we got the list now of which stores are getting closed in which states for Sears and Walmart. It looks like Florida is going to lose 11 Sears and – I'm sorry, not Walmart, Kmart. I'm sorry, Kmart. Walmart's still good. Whew, Walmart's doing good. All right, Florida to lose 11 Sears or Kmart stores. Ohio, Michigan, Georgia will lose 6. All right, if those of you are really, really worried about your city and if your city is going to lose a Sears or Kmart, you could call it. I'm not going to go through all of these. But it's interesting because they say each store employs between 40 and 80 people. All right, so if they're going to close about 100 stores, right, okay, you could just guess how many employees. But that's kind of – I was surprised only 40 people in some of these stores. But, again, probably because of the recession, what they did is they went to skeleton crew. But still, it's not going to help the economy by any means. I guess their stocks dropped. Not good. I think whoever said the recession is over is out of their mind. All right? And speaking of people out of their mind, let's talk about Nancy Pelosi. All right. So daughter Alexandra, right, who I think she's a writer and a television producer. I'm not sure. She says that House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, right, is actually pining for retirement. And you thought you were the only one. All right. I like, can't wait. I'll help you pack your bags, right? I'll help you pack up your office. All right. Alexandra, the daughter, said she would retire right now, the mom, if the donors she had didn't want her to stay so badly. Really? They know she wants to leave, though. They think she's destined for greatness. She has very few days left. She's 71. She wants to have a life. She's done. It's obligation. That's all I'm saying. Now, of course, Pelosi, the daughter, claims she never really had a conversation with her mother, but she probably sees it in the mother's face. Yeah, you know what? I got to say this. If Nancy Pelosi is 71, she looks damn good for being 71. That's good. You see what I mean? 70's not old. All right, okay, that's all I'm going to say. All right, other than that, I dislike her. I was going to be here for Halloween. Yeah. All right. Yeah, Alexandra, the daughter, is a documentary filmmaker and television producer. She has directed political films such as Journeys with George, a documentation about George W. Bush, Friends of God, A Road Trip with Alexandra Pelosi. Wow. Line up for that one there. All right, so Nancy Pelosi wants to leave. Well, she lost her position as speaker. She probably doesn't get to, you know, use all those fancy plane rides and get all the good stuff she used to. All right. Maybe she's tired of people being here for Halloween. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Really? Are we getting kidney cancer from red meat? Really? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Song. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This just in, Alaskan volcano has belched up 15,000 feet ash plume. I think plume is French for pen. I don't know why that has anything to do with volcanoes, but I think it's part of Alaska's Aleutian, whatever the hell those are, the Aleutian Islands. Yeah, it's called the Cleveland Volcano. Could this be any more confusing? Cleveland Volcano is in the Alaska's Aleutian Islands. I don't know why it's called Cleveland. All right. But you know what? Maybe, you know, a lot. I think they have Mount McKinley. Don't they have a lot of mountains named after presidents? Please don't ask me to name all the presidents. Maybe that's why. Maybe that has to do with President Cleveland. Okay. Anyway, I doubt it has to do with Ohio City. But anyway, they say once plumes reach 20,000 feet, the airline industry and the FAA has to worry. So right now, airplanes are on alert. Right, and they're watching the smoke. The last time the last of the smoke, I don't see lava in these pictures. I'm used to seeing lava. It's all about the smoke and the ash. And apparently, Cleveland volcano's last major eruption was in 2001. Again, we aren't talking about Cleveland, Ohio. We're talking about Cleveland volcano in Alaska. right? The Aleutian Islands, they're far away from Anchorage. So I think anybody listening in Anchorage, I think, you know, I only have 5 people listening to my show across the whole United States. So I doubt there's anybody in Anchorage listening. But I wish you guys were. I mean, we go up to Alaska all the time. You know, it would be nice for you guys to know who I am. And, the nearest village is Nikolsky on another island about 50 miles east. They say previous eruptions of Cleveland volcano, not the Ohio Cleveland, were not considered a threat to Nikolsky and its 18 permanent residents. Sounds like the amount of people, again, listening to my show. Scientists in July noted increased activity in the crater at the summit of the volcano. Satellite images showed lava building and forming a dome-shaped accumulation. Pierce Brosnan tried to notify everybody. They didn't, but the Terminator woman was in love with him. She bought him coffee, and they decided to flee at the last minute. Oh, sorry, that was a TV. That was a movie, Dante's Peak. All right, so hopefully everybody's okay. Any of you flying over the Aleutian Islands over Cleveland Volcano, you may not want to go over Cleveland Volcano, but go to Cleveland, Ohio, because it's safer. Oh, come on. You know, it's the end of the year. You know how hard it is to come up with new jokes? Hey, come on, not bad for this just end, okay? Not too bad, all right? I didn't even have time to write that one. That just spewed out like volcanic ash. All right. Okay, here we go. Red meat lovers have more kidney cancer. Oh, don't you hate these things? All right, what did I eat for dinner? I had chicken. I had chicken for dinner, so we're okay. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Oh, no, it's a good show, isn't it? Jokes are bad. Content, but it's a good show. Hey, you know what? We got Donovan working the dials. The engineering's good. Yeah. I think if somebody asks me, why is my show so good? It has to be the engineers, you know, the bumper music, Genesis Communications Network, right? Which is scary because somebody could probably get a new host and no one would know the difference. But please don't do that. Please don't fire me. Okay, so they say people who eat lots of red meat, they have a higher risk of some types of kidney cancer. This is a large U.S. study. They found middle-aged adults who ate the most red meat were 19% more likely to be diagnosed with kidney cancer than those who ate the least red meat. And a higher intake of chemicals found in grilled or barbecued meat was also linked to increased risk of the disease. They told us this before. This isn't anything new, right? They usually scare us before Memorial Day and before Labor Day all the time. They always scare us, right? And before 4th of July, right? Because we're getting out the barbecues, they go, you get cancer. But they usually say we'll get pancreatic cancer. This kidney cancer is a little bit of a twist. Now, they say you shouldn't stop eating red meat, all right? This is still, you know, this is only one study. Some people say there's mixed conclusions. They say on average, men in the study who ate 2 or 3 ounces of red meat a day compared to 1 or 2 ounces among women, participants with the highest consumption of red meat, about 4 ounces. Some of you guys eat 4 ounces in one bite. You know, I mean, think about it. When you go to what Outback, what are the steak sizes? 8, 12, and 16? They're talking about 1 to 2 ounces for women. 2 to 3 ounces of red meat per day. What if you have a burger? That's a lot of red meat. We really got to limit our red meat. You know, whether we're worried about kidney cancer or not, we really need to lower the red meat. They say people who ate the most well-done grilled and barbecue meat and therefore had the highest exposure to carcinogenic chemicals that come out of the cooking process also had extra risk of kidney cancer compared to those who didn't cook much meat that way. I can't cook at all, so I'm good. All right. Some of you will come into my office and go, I want to make sure I don't have kidney cancer. How could you tell? Well, sometimes you can't. You know, not everybody with kidney cancer has blood in the urine. You know, so we can do a blood test. Sometimes you have blood in the urine. Sometimes you don't. But that you know, it's really hard. And most of us, we don't diagnose kidney cancer until, you know, you have some sort of a scan for something else. And we go, oh, wow, there's a mass on the kidney. Oh. So for any of you that are concerned, I suppose you could have your doctor do an ultrasound of the kidneys. Ultrasounds are cheap. I don't think Obamacare would have a cow over it. Ultrasounds aren't too expensive. And there's a lot of reasons to get the insurance to cover it, okay? Many of us that have gas, many of us that have abdominal bloating, abdominal pain, a proper workup could include an ultrasound. And then just have the doctor, if they're ultrasounding you for any other reason, to tell the radiologist, please look at the kidney, okay, and just, you know, please accent the kidney. I'll say accent. Usually your radiologist does, but what I like to do is I like to tell the radiologist ahead of time what I'm really looking for. You know, and if somebody says, look, my dad had kidney cancer, I'll say, look, family history of kidney cancer, renal cancer. And, you know, then, you know, they'll take an extra look. And ultrasounds, they're superficial. Grant you, they're superficial, but at least it's something. Okay, we can't be CAT scanning everybody because we've eaten red meat. But it does bother me that kidney cancer is not found until later. You know, and more end stage, and that's very frustrating. Well, or if we do find it earlier, it's because of something incidental. You know, you had a scan for a kidney stone, or you had some trauma or something else, and we're like, oh, wow. So, but, you know, if you don't have good insurance or you don't have a lot of money, sometimes ultrasounds are a cheaper way to go with that. But in the meantime, and again, kidney cancer is rare. You know, I know that we're talking about 19%. Don't freak out about that. Just cut back on your meat, cut back on your smokes, cut back on your carcinogens. If you barbecue, barbecue once in a while. Don't barbecue all the time. Right? You know, moderation. Moderation. Okay. Real quick in the last couple minutes, I promise to talk to you about how if you don't brush your teeth, you get pneumonia. All right. Well, you're not going to get pneumonia if you don't brush your teeth, but they did find that very similar pathogens in dirty mouths can cause pneumonia. So a study by scientists from Yale University School of Medicine, whew, they wouldn't even spit on my medical school application. Man, they're like really smart. Yale University School of Medicine found changes in mouth bacteria preceded the development of the inflammatory lung condition in hospital patients. Just call it pneumonia. The team followed 37 subjects over a month. They found patients on ventilators who developed pneumonia had experienced a shift in the bacterial composition of their mouths. So I guess what they did is they swabbed their mouths, they looked at their bacteria, and they found that the bacteria changed. Now, what's nice about that is if you see it changes, then maybe you could start antibiotics earlier. But they say, still, you need good mouth hygiene. So recommend brushing teeth for 2 minutes twice a day using a fluoride toothpaste. That's what they say dentists are recommending. Clean it in between the teeth daily with floss. Avoid sugary foods. No one's talking about water picks. You got to use water picks. Water pick your mouth. Water pick. And no, swishing with a Pepsi doesn't work. No, you can't be swishing with a Pepsi. All right, so what do we do with this? All right, so, okay, so our dirty mouths could lead to pneumonia. We're supposed to, you know what I think? All right, I'm for good dental hygiene. I've always said that. You got to brush your teeth. Water pick, floss, absolutely. But I still feel part of our mouth bacteria is what keeps our body aligned. You know, a lot of us, we wake up with bad breath, we wake up with the bacteria, and we remember, the older days, we didn't brush our teeth, but we also didn't have irritable bowel and celiac disease in the older days. So, you know, some of our mouth, don't try and sterilize your mouth. You don't have to alcohol swab. If you notice, nobody's telling you to alcohol swab and mouthwash your mouth. We've never told you this, and you usually don't get that in any of these reports, but they tell you to brush, floss, and I tell you water pick. Again, there's no sense sterilizing. You do need some bacteria in your mouth because then if you get pathogens, the bacteria in your mouth make the environment very less inviting. My mouth is extremely uninviting. Nobody wants anything to do with me because of my mouth. But still, you got to keep your teeth clean, got to keep your gums clean. All right? Oh, my gosh. Now, if this is your stuff, have a great rest of the way home and a wonderful New Year celebration. If not, stay on board with me for the rest of the day and tomorrow because I am on tomorrow. Talk to you soon. Bye.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.